WJTL Mercy Me Always Only Jesus. Daniel Doss, Revival. Before that, good morning. Happy Thursday. Mindy and Fred with you, 7:03.
Join our pal Christy Lee as she counts down WJTL's Top 25. It happens every Friday morning from 9 to 11. Also on Saturday nights from 7 to 9. WJTL's Top 25 is sponsored by Dutch Valley Food Distributors. They're located in Myerstown.
This morning, our very special guest, Audrey Schaller, Director of Development with Hope Within Ministries. Good morning, Audrey.
Good morning. It's so nice to be here.
So wonderful to have you here. Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Sure. Say hello to Anne Marie McAllister,
yes.
our
hello,
executive
Anne-Marie.
Director, who I know is listening from home.
Yay!
And all of our staff, our 40-something volunteer medical providers, some of whom I know are up and listening now. And my husband, Bill, whose birthday is today.
Bill,
happy birthday!
That's awesome. Tell us all about Hope Within. What do you guys do?
Well, Hope Within is a Christ-centered nonprofit with a mission of sharing God's love by providing primary medical care, dental care, and counseling. And we serve residents of Dauphin, Lancaster, and Lebanon counties who are medically uninsured but financially eligible, which sort of means the people that we serve are the ones that might be working part-time, one, two, three jobs. They make too much money to get Medicaid, but they can't afford health care.
Right.
And they live in a kind of precarious, sometimes temporary, situation. And so we're there to help them.
And I'm guessing that the needs are growing in that
area.
Oh,
my goodness. Yeah. Well, we have probably, I think it was 2019, we had maybe just in the primary medical part of it, not counting dental and counseling, like I think it was like 618 medical visits. And then by the time we rolled around to 2022, we were up to 1,700 medical
wow.
visits. So just in the last 2 years, probably just medical alone, we're talking well over 3,000 visits.
Wow. And where are you guys located?
We are north of Elizabethtown and south of Middletown on 230. And I would say the directions would be between the warehouses and across from the farm field.
Yes. Yes. And so how does it work? Somebody needs medical care. How do they find out about you? How do they get in touch with you?
Okay.
How does it work?
Well, they can go to hopewithin.org. They can find out if they're eligible financially. We have many different languages it's in because we primarily serve what we think of as our longtime neighbors here, but we've also been serving people who are waiting for federal refugee benefits, like
right.
the 600 to 800 Ukrainians that we've served
oh,
the
wow.
last 2 years.
Wow.
So we have in languages, and you can find out if you're eligible there. But what's interesting is part of our three-tiered, the counseling part of it, there's no eligibility requirements for our free primary medical and the free prescriptions that go with it and the donation-based dental. There is an eligibility criteria. For counseling, which is done by master's degree students from Lancaster Bible College
oh, cool.
under supervision of a licensed therapist, there's no eligibility requirement. So you can sign up, apply for counseling. You can even do it by telehealth if you want to
oh,
and
me.
Not come in.
Yeah.
So we do have something for everybody.
Yeah. Do you have any stories that sort of can relate to people how you guys have impacted
yeah.
some
well,
a family? Or
do you know, it's interesting. If you walked in Hope Within's doors, you would see a lot of different things. You could walk down the hall and you could see a dentist and the dental assistant and the patient on their knees praying, because we do ask if we can pray for people.
Yeah.
And the reaction sometimes is tears, because people are so thankful that aspect of their lives is being ministered to. But our people that come to us work so hard. There was a gentleman whose car broke down, decided he was going to keep trying to walk to work, 3 hours to walk to work, decided that wasn't going to be sustainable, went on to get a bicycle. That worked for a couple days. He fell, hurt himself. We go and call him because he had an appointment with us just to confirm, and he said, I can't get there. We went out to see him. He had a box of stovetop stuffing in his, that was the only food he had
wow.
in the house because he couldn't get out.
Right.
So we ended up, we get donations from local congregations and stuff. We had some food gift cards. We provided him with food. We made sure he came to us, took care of him. Lots of stories like that. Very, very complicated things that people deal with.
Yeah. Hope Within Ministries, located between Elizabethtown and Middletown. If you are looking for services like the ones Audrey are talking about, check it out online, hopewithin.org. We'll talk more with Audrey on the way. And we've got music, too. Apollo LTD, Citizens Way, and more coming up.